Let me talk to you a little bit about our discipleship process. So we've been thinking about this, praying about it, working through it, and we've decided to try to simplify it as best we can. When you think of a process, okay, a process means that somebody comes in, they go through something, and then they come out the other end, and hopefully they've come out a certain product. They come out a certain way, all right? Most youth ministries, typical youth ministry model is students show up to a youth ministry, and we do a whole lot of things, and we really hope that something sticks. We really hope something works, all right? We do the fun games, and we really hope that somebody, like, meets Jesus during the fun game. Or we go to winter camp, and we really hope something happens. All those things are awesome, but if they're not part of a strategic plan, oftentimes it becomes just one more thing. And we don't want to be a youth group that just does one more thing. We want to actually do things that we believe actually produce the type of disciple that we're trying to create, all right? Not like you guys are like robots or something, but the type of disciple that we want to push you off into, I suppose. All right. So take a look at this little funnel chart, all right? Passion, connection, mission, and vision. We're going to go through these one at a time, but this is our discipleship process here, and you're going to start seeing this more and more and more. We're going to start using these terms. You're going to see it written everywhere. You're going to see it talked about. This is our discipleship process. So we're going to start with passion. Passion is the first step in the discipleship process, and passion starts with an experience with God that grows with time in his presence, and passion starts by simply showing up. That's what passion starts with. Discipleship starts with the development of passion, we believe. Passion comes from an encounter with God, and this encounter happens initially by receiving Jesus as Savior, and then it grows as students engage in worship, prayer, scripture, serving, evangelism, and the personal practice of holiness. So passion is our first step in our discipleship process. So whenever there is a step, there also has to be a program that matches that, okay? And so our program for passion is this. Program is cultivated at our Wednesday evening gatherings. At our Wednesday evening gatherings, at which you're in tonight, students have an opportunity to gather with their peers, enter into worship and ministry time, where the Holy Spirit's allowed to move and speak in students' lives. During worship and ministry time, leaders are sensitive to what the Holy Spirit might be speaking or doing and try to respond accordingly so that the Holy Spirit's free to move and minister as he will. Additionally, students have the opportunity and are encouraged to discover and practice using their gifts in what we hope to create is a safe environment for that, for those kind of things to be practiced. Messages are taught that engage, inspire, and challenge students towards a deeper walk with God. And the gospel is presented every week so that students can have an opportunity to start a relationship with Jesus if they never have before. Passion is the first step in our discipleship process. The second step is connection. What is connection? Connection is friendship, love, and accountability with a community of Christians. We really believe in the value of being invested in Christian community. We think it's so important. We believe that long-term and deep spiritual growth happens in the context of students growing in friendship and in love with one another. We believe this, that students who are living in connection with other students are being mentored and challenged to grow in their faith alongside their peers, usually with like a mentor or somebody who's older who's kind of guiding that. We're really excited about small groups this year. Small groups are one of those things in student ministry that are either a hit or a miss. There's thousands of ways to do small groups, and we've tinkered a bit with small groups and really tried, like, what's the best format? And you know, as you all know, this past year we've tried some different models of small groups and that kind of thing. But I'm excited for the direction we feel that we're being led as far as small groups goes. It's a different model than what we've really ever done before. But I'm not going to steal Tony's thunder because he's going to be rolling that out next. So just wait for that. It's coming. Passion, connection. Third part of our discipleship process is mission. Mission is living out a passion for Christ through serving and through sharing him with others. As students grow in passion with Christ and are challenged in connection with other people, we believe that the natural outflow of that is a life that's on mission. We believe that all students are commissioned with a mission to serve others and to share Christ. Students on mission learn to cultivate a heart for those around them who are not followers of Christ, and they actively pray for them, and they actively look for opportunities to share their faith. we're trying to do a better job of encouraging students on an ongoing basis. Do you have somebody who doesn't know Christ? Do you have a friend? Put them on your mind. Pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for them. Look for opportunities to share with them. We believe that's so important. And honestly, we believe that really sharing your faith, that's probably one of the biggest growth, probably the biggest growth thing that will happen for a student is when they get to the point where they actually have confidence to share their faith, or when they have confidence to step out and pray for somebody that maybe they don't know, or to, you know, to share something they feel needs to be shared with somebody. We believe that's so important, and so we're constantly trying to cast that vision and keep it before the students. We believe that students who are on mission discover and use the gifts that God's given them, and they serve others both here in the church and then they serve outside of the church as well. Mission is cultivated through weekly serving opportunities, both here in FSM and then at the church at large as well. And then we typically will take a missions trip one or two throughout the year. We don't exactly know what that's going to look like in 2017, but mission and opportunities to go out of the country or out of the state or just even out of our normal environment to share Christ is something that we want to keep at the front burner. Passion, connection, mission, and then finally, this final step in the process is vision. Vision comes when students lead the cause of Christ in their everyday life and everyday scenario. We believe this, that a culmination of a life of passion, a life of connection, and a life of mission is a life that has vision to it. We believe this, that students who have a vision for their life understand that they're leaders. And that they understand that their leadership influence has to be used for Christ wherever they go. Our goal here is not to raise up students who are all 100% going to go into vocational ministry. That's not at all the intention of what we're doing. But what we are trying to do is this, is to give students a vision that whether you go into business, whether you become a lawyer, whether you go into politics, whether you go into vocational ministry, whether you open your own plumbing company or become a computer tech. It doesn't matter. That might be your vocation. That might be the context of your call, but your call is to lead for Christ wherever you find yourself. That's a life of vision. And so for us, our dream would be that when students graduate as seniors, that their vision is this, man, I'm going to become a business person because I believe that's like my passion. That's where my calling is. But how can I use that to influence God's kingdom? That's a life on vision. That's a student that's got a vision for their life that's beyond making money, that's beyond just 9 to 5. It's greater. It's something bigger. That's what we want to try to instill here. Now, the truth is there's no class that we can put you in to do that. All right? There's no, like, you can't go into a class, learn about that, and walk out and, like, boom, I got a life of vision. It doesn't happen that way. But we believe this. We believe that if we can create a culture, if we can use if we can speak the right language, if we can provide opportunities, and if students will rise to the challenges that we issue, and if the messages that we teach all point to that, we believe that we can develop students who have a life of vision. That's what we're trying to do. So passion, connection, mission, vision. It's our discipleship process. It's what we're all about, all right? Let me go through this really fast. We've got 4 major values in FSM we've discovered that we just can't compromise on, and something that we're going to make sure that is prominent in everything that we do. Number 1 is prayer. We believe that nothing happens apart from a culture of prayer. Personal and corporate prayer is a value that we're going to continually build into our student ministry. Before you came today, from 6 to 6:30, and we do this every Wednesday night in one of the classrooms, we have a student lead worship, and then we have some leaders and students just pray. And it's just an opportunity to get in God's presence, to pray for what's happening tonight. And so parents and students, I would encourage you. Students, I would encourage you to please try to come every so often, 6 to 6:30, and just worship and pray with us. Just get in God's presence, pray for what's happening here, get your own heart right. Parents, encourage your students to be a part of that. Prayer is a value at FSM that we're not going to compromise. We're going to keep it before us. The gospel. The gospel brings life change and must continually be on the forefront of our mind. We will share the gospel consistently at every Wednesday gathering. We did a message series a bit back, a couple weeks back, I guess, and we had this conviction in our heart that we realized that while we were teaching from the Bible, and it's all great, what we realized was this, was that we would go weeks and even months at a time without sharing just the simple gospel, okay? And we feel this, that there's students who come into this room on Wednesday nights who've never heard that before. And wow, it's so wrong of us if we didn't share that with them before they left, if they've never heard it before. And so no matter what we teach, we're going to teach a lot of stuff. You know, we're going to go through a book of the Bible to start off the school year. Super excited about that. We're going to talk about all the fun stuff like relationships. We'll probably do another one of those awesome panel breakouts. Like, we're going to do a lot of great stuff. We're going to teach about, oh gosh, all kinds of great subjects. I promise you that. But our commitment to our students is that when you come here and when you bring a friend here, they will not leave without the gospel being presented at some point. Every message can come back to that, and we're going to make that a priority here at FSM. So, gospel, worship. Worship is an opportunity for students to encounter the presence of God. We'll work to create excellent worship and excellent worship through music and songs that allow students to connect their heart with God. We believe worship is essential. It's a huge part of what we do, and we're going to make sure that it's the best that we can possibly make it every single week, and that we grow and develop and get better week after week, okay? And finally, number four, fourth value is the Holy Spirit. We believe the Holy Spirit is active and working in our midst, and we'll be sensitive to the Holy Spirit's work. We'll allow him to direct our services and do our best to order, to steward that in a responsible and orderly way. So that's who we are. That's our mission. That's our vision. That's where we're headed this year. And so with that, I'm going to introduce to you one of the fabulous members of our team, Tony Kohler. He's going to come share about small groups this year and what that's going to look like. Give Tony a hand.
So I'm just going to debunk this real fast. I know you guys are all thinking, yes, these are prescription glasses. Yeah, they're not for fashion. So, small groups. We have come to the conclusion that we have not done small groups to the very best of our ability over the past couple of years. And so we have decided, like at the end of the last semester, to give, like, what did we call them? Evaluations to our small group leaders to give to their students, to have them give us feedback on what was good, what was bad, and what was even worse. And so we got those back, we read through all of them, and there was a common trend throughout all of them that there just wasn't enough time in the model that we were doing it. What we were doing was we were doing all of this, and then we would get out at 8. So if you look back at the clock, it is 7:46. So we would get out of here at 8, then we would go to small groups. And how many of you know that moving all these boys into a room to do small groups is nearly impossible while trying to keep their focus? Am I right, guys? Am I right? And so we realized this wasn't a great model, and so we're like, shoot, now we got to come up with something new. But luckily for you guys, we love coming up with something new. So we've decided to kind of switch up the way we've been doing small groups completely. Nothing is new. Nothing is original. I mean, we're probably not the original ones to think of this idea. But so first, I'm going to talk about what we are doing with middle schoolers. Now you're asking yourself, what is middle school? It is 7th and 8th grade. So if you're a parent of a 7th or 8th grader, or you are a 7th or 8th grader, now is your time to pay attention to me. So what we are going to be doing is, we are not doing small groups on Wednesday nights. We are going to be doing small groups for middle schoolers on Sunday mornings during the 9 o'clock service. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's different. That's different. That means we have to do things different. And when things are differently, we can't do things the same. So what it's going to look like, thank you, that was a word from God. So the way it's going to look is 7th and 8th graders, we are going to be meeting during the 9 o'clock service. That is when Home Builders is switching their Sunday school group to Sunday morning to the 9 o'clock service. We'll be meeting at the same time as them so that we can come into small group together. The location is still TBD, so we will go together and then go do small group together and then I'll be able to still go to service together, because that is also something that we value as FSM, is going to church and being a part of the body together. So what does that look like for a 7th and 8th grader in middle school small groups? That looks like donuts. It looks like donuts. It also, we're going to play a fun game. It's not going to be like a service. It is small group. We are going to be doing roundtable discussions based around either a video or a devotional led by either myself, our intern Roger Queen, or some of our leaders. And we will be doing that together every Sunday morning during the 9 o'clock service. Any questions? Nope. Our goal for this is to make it really relational for our students, because small groups are not classes. They're not school. We want people to be able to grow and develop through relationships, through people that are older than them, pouring into them, and so that they can grow. Got it? That's what that looks like in a box. Now, those of you that are in high school is 9th through 12th grade, and occasionally a super senior. High school is getting very different. Don't make me go on my different rant again. In case you forgot, things change. So, small groups for high schoolers are not going to be on Wednesday night. One of the biggest things that we've realized, along with not having enough time, maybe having 15, 20 minutes for small groups, is not quite enough time for 30 high school boys to be able to get enough time. Don't get quiet at all. Is we don't have enough time, but we also were not ending at the same time as the rest of the church, as Sunday, as Wednesday night service or the other groups that are going on. And so, in effort to be a part of the church as a whole, we want to get done at 8 o'clock and be done. We can still hang out, but that's when we are over, and so people can go home and no more waiting around for your student to be like, well, there's small groups going late tonight because Zach went long. It's never happened. I'm sorry. That was not nice. So what are small groups going to look like then? So small groups are going to change from Wednesday nights to whatever night the leader decides they want it to be. So what that means is we have a couple of leaders that are going to be small group leaders, and they're going to choose a night that is available for them to be able to do it. It could be Monday night. It could be Tuesday night. Probably won't be Wednesday night. Could be Thursday nights. You get the idea. Could be Saturday morning brunch, because brunch is awesome. It's going to change to that, and it's going to change. It's not going to be grade-oriented anymore. Does that make sense? So typically, we'd be like, all right, all 9th grade boys over here, 9th grade girls over here, 10th grade. Got it? It's not going to be like that. It's still going to be gender-separated, because, you know, guys don't know how to act around girls yet, and we don't want to make them uncomfortable. And so it'll be mixed grades, but not mixed gender, and it's going to be on a sign-up basis. So that means they're going to be, over the next 2 weeks, so next week and the next week, we're going to have all of our small group leaders coming up here and telling you what day they are doing it and where they're doing it and what it is exactly. Does that make sense? Yes. So, with all of the changes, there's going to be one consistent in every single small group, and that is PDA. There's going to be, that's an acronym for something else. Sickos. PDA stands for Prayer, Discussion, and Activities. So, do you see what I did there? I got your attention. At least those guys' attention. So, every small group is going to be centered around prayer, because that is something that we value here as FSM. It is going to be in every single small group, no matter what, period. Discussion. we are going to be discussing the messages that either Zach, myself, or somebody else has brought in every single small group, every single week, period. The activity is where it gets a little fun and where I get super excited. We are going to be doing small groups based around activities. So, for example, I'm going to be leading a small group where we play basketball. We are going to be doing other things with it. We're going to be doing prayer and discussion and basketball. It's going to be awesome. And we want people to sign up for them to go with that leader. Make sense?
Yes.
It's going to be super dope. I'm really excited for it. It's going to be great. And so over the next 2 weeks, we are doing sign-ups for it. And then we are on for 8 straight weeks. Where it gets a little different, what are we doing after that 8 weeks, you're asking yourself. We're going to take a break because our leaders are humans too, and they need time off, and they need time to get away from you guys because some boys smell. And so they need a chance just to get away from them. And we're also going to be doing re-sign-ups. So let's say you join a basketball group with me and you're like, man, I don't like that Tony guy. He's obnoxious. You can then get out of my group and then go join somebody else's group if you would like. Now, we really encourage people to stay in the same small group because that's where you're really going to get connection with leaders and with the people is when there's consistency within it. So we encourage that, but we are also giving the opportunity for people to join a different small group if that is not necessarily the right fit for them. Because I, for one, have been stuck in small groups that I hate, and it's the most miserable thing in the world. And then I just stopped going and didn't learn anything, and now I'm here. And so that's what small groups is going to look like in general. I would love to answer questions from parents afterwards in the party. It's going to be great. So I would love to answer questions about that afterwards. Right now is not the appropriate time, but that is all I have for you guys. So thank you, and I'm going to have Zach come right back on up. Yeah. Yeah, so parents, you might have questions about that because it is kind of new, but the dessert reception is for that. We're going to be there. You can ask Tony about it, ask me. Like, we want to, you know, give you, we want to explain why, you know, if you have questions of why or more detailed stuff, please, please let us know. Okay, couple final things. I'm so excited. We've got 3 new things. How many people like new things? Like new things? Okay. So we got 3 new things. First thing is this. You might be asking yourselves, high schoolers, well, middle schoolers, they're doing something at 9 o'clock. Is there anything for us to do? I know you were thinking that. The answer is yes, there actually is. So we wanted to partner better with Home Builders class. There's a, and we're going to introduce Dr. Bucknam, who's here tonight. Home Builders is a big ministry in our church. It's a family ministry. It's part. It's, you know, big piece of our family ministry. And we want to be a partner with them. We want to serve them, but we also want to serve the greater church. And what we had learned, what we learned that we didn't honestly realize was that when new families were coming in, if they didn't have a place for middle schoolers and high schoolers to go, they felt a little lost with that. And so we felt like, you know what, we need to do something to fix that. So while middle schoolers are doing small groups at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, high schoolers, we have an option for you. It's going to be not a Sunday school class. We will never use that term ever, ever. It's a gathering, okay? Gathering's much cooler. It's a gathering called Elevate, okay? Raising up disciples, unleashing leaders. What it's going to be is this. It's going to be intentional leadership training, leadership coaching built around community. And so it's not going to be a small group in the sense of what middle schoolers are doing, but it's a chance to come and learn more in depth on leadership. I'll be a part of that. We're probably going to bring in a lot of people to be a part of that, just so you get different voices and that kind of a thing. But we're excited about that. We think it's got some really fun potential. So high schoolers, that's for you. And not all of you will be able to come to that. Some of you high schoolers, you'll be serving. You'll be serving in kids ministry. You'll be serving on worship teams. So it's not a class that ever, not a, oh, I said class, oh my Lord. It's not a gathering that you can all come to, I'm so sorry, but if you're not serving, it's a great place for you to land. And then all of us will go together, or you and your family, or however you want to do it, can come to church at the 10:45 service, and we're going to blow that 10:45 service up. Let me just tell you that. It's going to be fantastic. Okay, number 2, Tony's role is changing. Yeah, Tony's role is changing, and
Yeah, his role's changing. When you think of Tony, what do you think of typically?
Awesome,
best, yes. That guy, donuts, good. People often associate Tony with middle school. They say, he's a middle school guy, okay? He is no longer the middle school guy, all right? We've combined high school and middle school, okay? We are one. We do distinct things, like small groups are different for middle schoolers than high schoolers, but we're one. And so Tony is not going to be the exclusive middle school guy. We have upgraded Tony because we've discovered that Tony has incredible gifts when it comes to not just relating to middle schoolers. As you can see from the high school guys here, like he gets standing ovations from high schoolers. The guy can relate to students no matter what their age. He's fantastic. He's unbelievable. The high school guys stand up. It's good. So we're changing Tony's title. Tony is no longer going to be middle school director. Tony's going to be the director of student life for FSM. And so what his, it's a pretty cool title, Director of Student Life. I like that. Life for FSM Life. So what Tony's going to be doing is this. He's going to be overseeing all of the activities that we do. He's going to be overseeing our leaders, our volunteer leaders. He's going to be overseeing our small group programs and that kind of a thing and various other things in between. So not like, you know, if you have a middle school need, you can come to any of us. We're kind of all working with all students, middle schools and high schoolers. But that is what Tony's doing, and he's earned it. He's done a fantastic job. Okay, the third thing we're about to release, I am so excited. Oh, this is so great. We are releasing tonight, for the first time, a brand new website for FSM. So take a look on the screen, fsmlife.church. Zane's going to pull it up. We're going to scroll through it. If you have your phone, you can go to it. It is active and live right now. This is going to be your one-stop shop for everything FSM. Parents, this is especially important for you. So if you have your phone or smartphone, go ahead and pull it out. Bookmark this because you are going to want to visit this all the time. We realize this is that we don't have a one-stop shop for information for parents. And so if you're not on our email list, you don't get information. If you're not on our text group, you don't get information. And honestly, it is so hard to try to manage that listing. And it's hard to know whether you're on the list or not on the list. And then as kids graduate, like figuring out which parents do we not need anymore, it's just been a real like struggle for us. And so in the update, we try to use that, but we don't know how effective that is. Our intention is to solve all of that with a website. And so we're going to be pushing you to the website all the time, fsmlife.church, fsmlife.church. On our homepage at faith.church, you'll have a link that leads you to here. But what you're going to find on here is you're going to find the calendar. You're going to find all the videos that we create in here. Those are all going to be posted now, guys. So you can go back and watch your favorite videos. Go on there right now. The Pokemon video's on there. The video from tonight is also on there. So go and check it out. Parents, part of what we realize we need to do is we need to resource you better. And so if you look, there's a parent tab. And it says for parents. And Zane's going to go ahead and click on that because we are going to show you that. The For Parents tab is parents for you for a couple things. First off, we're going to post links there that are resources for you. Some of our basic things like the waivers and that kind of a thing. But more importantly, we want to post resourcing tools there. And so it's a little small. The list is a little small right now, but it will grow and expand. Wednesday nights, after we teach, what we're going to do is we're going to post a discussion question sheet. Or we're going to have it linked in that site. And our intention with that is this. We want you to know what we're teaching and be able to follow up and have discussions with your student afterwards. And so what we're going to do is we're going to include discussion questions to give you an idea of what we taught. And that way you can continue the conversation, and it's just a part of equipping you. So that is that. If you have somebody who's like, you have a friend or you have another student who you're trying to introduce to FSM, guess what? Now you can send them to the website first. It is so beautiful, I can't even tell you. Zane Miller made the entire thing, so praise the Lord for Zane. He did a fantastic, he's been working on it all summer long, and that's just the homepage, and that's pretty cool as it is, I just think. We could just look at that all night, I guess. Okay, I'm going to end by introducing Dr. Robert Bucknum. Dr. Bucknum, if you can come up. Dr. Bucknum is an unbelievable friend, first off, co-worker here at the church. So he and his wife, Gail, oversee our family ministry. And as part of wanting to equip parents, I wanted him to come and share tonight about what he's doing and what he's offering and what our church offers as far as parents go, because we think and we believe that what they're offering is such great equipping for you guys that if you don't know about it, we want you to know about it. And if you already know, maybe you just need to be reintroduced to what Bob and Gail are doing. So here's Dr. Bucknam, everybody. Give him a great big hand.
Thank you, Zach. So I got to give you guys, I got to give just a little personal testimony here for just a moment. I've known Zach since he was like your age, guys. And I want to tell you guys, he's the real deal. Ariel, the real deal. And you got a really funny guy over here as well. So he's great. You know, I'm just a few years ahead of you adults, you parents. My sons are 28, 26, 24. And my youngest is almost 20. So it was just 2 years ago that our youngest son, Daniel, was finished with youth group. But as they went through the process of high school, middle school, high school, on into college, one of the things we really learned is that their youth pastor was one of the most important people in their life. And for two of our boys, when they graduated from college, all that they wanted for college was to have their youth pastor come to college. I mean, this is a really important person. And you adults need to know, you guys are so fortunate to have Ariel and Zach. I mean, what an amazing couple of people. These are people that you want your kids to be with and to grow up and be like. And I'm just telling you, their integrity, they're just the real deal. I would love to have my kids with them. In fact, we had the opportunity with our youngest son, Daniel, was with Zach when Zach was in his first year. So you guys are really just fortunate to have such a great team of people. We are kind of starting a new thing at Faith, and that is we're kind of starting to integrate some of our ministries a little bit, like Zach has mentioned. And we're going to really work on integrating what we do in Home Builders and in Marriage and Family from the parenting perspective with what Zach and Ariel and Tony are doing with you guys. You know, our job is as leaders of Marriage and Family is to help parents learn how to, you know, we want you guys to be equipped and encouraged to really become disciple makers, the primary disciple makers of your youth. And so we're going to be working together a little bit. That's partly why we've added the Sunday mornings for FSM, so that kids can go to FSM and adults can go and be in Home Builders. We think that it's really important for adults to be able to come to that. And you adults that are older in terms of having older kids, you guys are such a benefit to us, such a blessing, in that we've got lots of parents coming up with elementary school kids and preschool kids and that sort of thing, and they need you guys as a resource as they move forward as well. So just a word about what we're doing this fall on Sunday mornings. We're going to be having a series, and actually we're still meeting at 10:45 until Labor Day. After Labor Day, we begin meeting at 9 on the west side, west gym. But we're going to be having a series on the Father's image, talking to both men and women about how we can mimic, look at the pattern of Jesus and mimic Jesus in the way that we treat our spouse, the way we treat our kids, and that sort of thing. And then we're going to have a series on spiritual battle plan for the family. How can we get strong through prayer and that sort of thing. Wednesday nights, we're also having a program this fall. We're going to be doing Reaching the Heart of Your Child. So any of you guys with younger kids, Reaching the Heart of Your Child is designed for parents of kids from the ages of 2 to 12. And then next year, we intend to have on Sunday mornings, probably, perhaps Wednesday nights, a Reaching the Heart of Your Teen. And some of you guys have probably done that in the past. So Zach just wanted me to come up and speak a little bit about that. Anything else, Zach? That's about it. Yeah, I'll be at the reception afterwards. If you guys have questions for me, feel free to ask me, but appreciate it. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Bucknam. Really appreciate that. Yeah, he's so fantastic. We're so glad that he's on our team now. I want to acknowledge somebody who was not in the room because she was getting stuff ready. My wife, who's in the back, Ariel, she is fantastic. Can't do this ministry without her, that's for sure.